This is an All Ears English bonus episode. It's taking ages. Find out what's coming in 2021. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. It has taken forever, but it will finally be here in 2021. Find out what new and exciting thing is coming for you guys next year. Plus, learn how to get on the exclusive list as an insider on this exciting release.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling about next year? Are you excited?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. First of all, just that it won't be 2020 anymore, because we can all agree it was a bit of a rough one. But, oh my God. Guys, we have the biggest announcement for you. Lindsay,
yes.
I want you to share this momentous news.
Oh my gosh. This is a message for all of our Android users out there in the universe. Guys, you have been asking us for the Android version of our app for years. Honestly, I know it has been years, and I'm so sorry it has taken so long for us to get to this point. Right, I think we launched the iOS app in about 2018, or maybe it was 17, actually. So it has been, it feels like 3 years. But we are going to finally, in 2021, launch the Android version of the All Ears English app, Jessica.
You guys, this is so exciting. Tell you how many comments on, not like everywhere, just like reviews or emails, but on our Instagram posts,
yes,
on our YouTube videos, like
everywhere.
Guys, there are always comments that you have been waiting for this Android app. And you know what? Me too, because I have an Android.
I know our whole team uses Android, and I feel so bad that you guys haven't actually ever seen the app. You know, you and Michelle have not seen it. And I think the reason why people want this is because it's really cool to be able to see real-time transcripts right there on your phone as you listen to the app. You know?
Yes, you guys. If you do have an Android, maybe we should recap what they've been missing.
Yeah.
So you guys can look forward to it. So yeah, I mean, you could listen to this podcast in the app. You could see real-time transcripts. So as we talk, you see the words. I mean, talk about like the 100% best way to improve listening and vocabulary. But as far as vocab goes, like this is the other huge major win of this app, is building your personal power vocab list.
Exactly. So what we do, guys, for every episode is that we hand curate a list of 5 to 7 words that we know will help you move to that next level that we think you should know. But you can choose which ones you want to tap on. They are highlighted in that transcript, in that real-time transcript. If you tap on that, you see the definition, you see a sample sentence, and you can choose whether to add it to your personal power list. And Jessica, with that power list, it's all about having everything in one place.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because like you could, I mean, it gets hard sometimes to manage 5 different tools in 5 different places if you have one goal, right?
Oh my gosh.
Life is, life can be hard enough, guys. Like, let's make it easy on ourselves. Just have it all in one place. So you're listening. You're actively adding words. You're reviewing. You could go back and listen to how we say the phrase and copy it. Like, you could accomplish so many English goals in this one place.
Yeah, it really is such a cool asset to have to your learning repertoire, guys. And so you are going to want to finally be able to add this to your repertoire if you're an Android user. But Jessica, before we get in, well, first, I actually want to send you guys to a special survey link because we want you to get on that insider list to be notified as soon as this Android becomes available. And also, Jessica, what do we need to know from our listeners? We need a little information from them.
Yeah, what kind of phone do you have?
Yes.
Because we obviously, like, guys, we care so much about your experience, right? Yes. That's why we do everything we do. And we want to make sure that all of you are having great experiences with this app on your Android device. So, in the spirit of research, Lindsay, you're actually going to get an Android soon. That's one of the things.
I am. I'm going to go out and buy an Android device. So we're going to make sure on our team we have most of the devices covered because we know you guys are in Asia, you're in different parts of the world, maybe South America. You might use different Android devices. There's also a ton of Android devices out there, Jessica. Did you know that? It's actually supposed to be a bit more challenging building the Android device because there are so many different displays on Android.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I know that a lot of listeners are wondering, like, why did you do the Apple one first? And like, it's more straightforward.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like Apple, they like invented a lot, all the apps, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, that's just the nature of the system. But now, yes, we want everybody to be able to access this. So guys, there's a couple different purposes for this survey. And before we give you that link again, guys, we are going to teach you some vocab. But yeah, so this survey, we want to make sure that we know what you guys are using. And also we want to put you on that exclusive list so you find out as soon as the Android app is available.
Definitely. And let's just give our listeners that link now, and then we'll show you guys a couple fun phrases that you can add to your toolbox today, right now.
Yes.
Okay. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/device and you will fill out that survey. It's just a 3-minute survey to let us know your, you know, what device you're using, where you are in the world, so we can get that important data to make sure we have the QA, the quality assurance that we need to make this a really good experience for you guys.
Yes, love it. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am personally very excited about this Android app. Okay, so Lindsay had such a fun idea, guys, for this bonus vocab that we're going to teach you right now, because, guys, this has taken a while. This has taken a while to get this Android app out. So we're going to teach you 3 phrases just to be like, you guys, this has taken forever.
Yeah. In the spirit of humility, right? We're kind of poking fun of ourselves a little bit in today's episode and deferring to you guys because it's true. It shouldn't have taken so long. We had to make sure it was a winning idea, a winning app before developing it on both platforms. And you know, that is why. But, you know, so let's go into it. How can you express in English, guys, you know, when something is just taking a long time and you want to show your frustration about that?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We exaggerate a lot, right? I think any time there's a phrase connected to an emotion, it's just like whatever you're feeling is reflected in this extreme vocabulary, right?
Exactly.
So if you want to say it's taking a while, don't just say like, oh, it's been a year or whatever. Just be like, it's taking ages.
And there's something important about your pronunciation here, right, Jessica? How did you, you know, how did you animate your pronunciation? Because we want our listeners to mimic the way you did that.
Yeah, so you really emphasize the ages, right? We stress that word because we stress the words that carry information. We stress the words that we want to come across strongly, right? So it's taking ages.
Yeah, that's so important. So what Jessica just said, we stress the words that carry information. The important information there is ages. That means a long time. Okay, guys, so keep that in mind with intonation. And here's another example. It's taking eons.
I love eons. It.
Now that one's even more, it feels like that one's even more exaggerated.
Oh yeah, for sure. Just like the ages one, I like because it's very, it could be British English, it could be American English, like it's very flexible.
True. But
the eons, like this is another level of this phrase because eons is a great vocab word. It's just a really, really long period of time.
Yeah,
eons.
If I go to the dictionary, it says it is an indefinite and very long period of time, often exaggerated for humorous or rhetorical effect. And that's exactly what we're doing. But guys, that's how you show your personality in a new language.
Yes. Right? Yeah, for sure. So even if, you know, you're not going to be as exaggerated as maybe I am when I talk, you're going to do the level that suits your personality, right? And you're going to exaggerate to some extent because this vocab is exaggerated. So it has to be reflected in your pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly. So show your personality, show your passion. You know, we don't want just boring blanket responses and questions that have no, they have no affect to them, right? We want something, we want to feel that you really want that app, right? Otherwise, we're not going to develop the app.
Oh my gosh, we're getting to threats, Lindsay.
No, guys, don't worry. It is in development. It's being coded as we speak. So don't worry. But we do have one more. Right, Jessica?
Sorry, that was just really funny. That was like this parental, like empty threat, right? Like if the kid's being noisy in the car, you're just like, we won't even go on this vacation. Exactly. We'll turn around right now, which is like,
we'll turn this car around now. Classic parental phrase.
Oh gosh. Okay. So this last one, guys, this is so native and natural. Okay. It took like a million years.
Yes, yes. And you could say this, and you know, right now, of course, we're still in development, guys. It's going to, the timeline, it should be available. We're aiming for around March. That is our general timeline, give or take, okay? So you could say this in terms of the future, right? It's taking, right now, it's taking a million years. Or once we get it finally, we could say it took a million years, right, Jessica? We could use this in a number of ways. Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, I mean, this vocab is definitely tongue in cheek, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Like Lindsay said, we're making fun of ourselves a little bit.
For sure.
We love to create things for you guys, and we have been creating so many awesome courses and programs, and you know what? And now it's the app time.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you guys to get this app in your hands and be able to, so everyone can experience All Ears English in the way that the iOS users have been able to so far, guys. So the first step, you must get on this list, right? So that you are the first to know when it does become available. Also, if you're on the list, you'll be eligible for beta testing, special sneak peek. Beta testing to be on our team and help us test the app. So Jessica, where can they go right now?
Yeah, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/device. You could go there on your device, on your mobile device, your computer, allearsenglish.com/device.
Yeah, guys, and once you get on that list, you'll receive updates. You'll be in the know, as we like to say, Jessica, in the know. All right, so excited for 2021. Some really good stuff coming on the Android app. Can't wait.
Yes,
well, have a good day. All right.
You too. Okay.
Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.